Britain's Prime Minister is on his way out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Boris Johnson is going to resign after several cabinet members and other officials quit.
Triggered by a recent political appointment made by Boris Johnson, turns out associated with that individual were some pretty strong sexual misconduct allegations, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. There have been a lot of issues surrounding Boris Johnson regarding flip-flops and a lack of transparency. Probably the most important thing that hit home with the people here in this country, in the UK, is alleged and real misconduct by Boris Johnson during the COVID-19 lockdown.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. It's back to court today for Brittany Griner in Russia. The star American basketball player detained there since February. She wrote a letter to President Biden. He wrote back saying he's doing all he can to free her. Griner's WNBA team, the Phoenix Mercury, held a Bring BG Home rally last night.
Her story is our story. Her safety is our safety.
That's former WNBA player Imani Stafford McGee. If convicted on drug charges, Griner could get 10 years in a Russian prison. In Illinois, Robert Cremo III jailed without bond after confessing to shooting up Highland Park's 4th of July parade, killing 7 people, injuring dozens more. He also said he drove to Madison, Wisconsin, considered another attack, but drove back.
There are indications that he didn't put enough planning forward to commit another attack.
Chris Cavelli with the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force. Now to Detroit.
It's with a heavy heart that I have to inform our department and our community that we lost one of our heroes today.
Police Chief James White says an officer was killed responding to a call of a man firing a weapon. Another officer shot and killed that gunman. The ex-cop turned convict who killed George Floyd in May 2020 in Minneapolis will be sentenced today in federal court for violating Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin could get 25 years in prison. He's already serving a 22-year sentence. America's listening to
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's an organization started by the brother of a first responder who was killed during the 9/11 attack in New York City. And ever since, Tunnel to Towers has provided money and housing to families of fallen first responders or military members. Now it's going to Los Angeles to help 3,000 homeless veterans.
A large donation from the nonprofit will help build housing outside the L.A. Department of Veterans Affairs. The first unit's expected to be ready by the end of this year. Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller.
We've made a promise and a commitment to our homeless veterans that we're going to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. And it's a major problem. It's about 40,000 homeless veterans.
A foundation advisor telling Fox News Digital that it's not just housing needs, but, quote, without services, we're not providing the help these people need to either get back on their feet and rejoin their communities or to live out the rest of their days in dignity and comfort. According to U.S. Vets, veterans make up about 9% of all homeless adults. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
We're getting another break at the pump. Gas down more than 2 cents this morning. It's fallen every day for over 3 weeks into the record high, now 26 cents lower. AAA's national average around 475. Tomorrow, we'll get an update on the job market, the hiring and unemployment numbers for June. And despite fears of a recession, the Federal Reserve plans more interest rate hikes.
The minutes from the central bank's latest policy meeting in June reveal that Fed members see an interest rate hike of a half a percentage point to three quarters of a percentage point at its next meeting in July to tame hot inflation. Central bankers said that raising the benchmark borrowing rates by three quarters of a percentage point in June was necessary to control cost of living increases running at their highest level since 1981.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher the day after the Dow and the Nasdaq's modest gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.